You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning to the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, and thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you. Because you don't have to listen. And your listening means that you're receiving some of the seeds that I'm sowing. Your listening means that you have the receptivity to love, to light, to wisdom, to truth, to caring, to have an inner standing with that which allows us to stand resolutely and absolutely, infinitely and eternally. I am so grateful because I prayed to not be enslaved to people's appetites and desires, but to be able to serve the true hunger and the true thirst. And we are hungry and thirsty for the absolute truth that allows us to be restored in the light of the truth of the ones that we absolutely are. That's the longing that people have. That's what is taking the place. That's what you have to really begin to call forward to get over the issues of the addictions of various kinds, to realize that you're reaching for the light of the truth of yourself. You're caring to be in the light of the truth of the one that you are. You're caring to acknowledge the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of all of life. You're caring to be completely free, completely clear, completely healed from any of the issues that may have crystallized in your tissues as a result of you being fed like kids. You're coming to a point and place where you are given some degree of inspiration, motivation, and faith in knowing that what we ask for, it comes to us. What we are literally radiating, it comes to us. And so we want to get rid of the fear and get rid of the inhibition and the trepidation and the I can't and they ain't and all of that, to say I am, I will, I can, it's mine. We're calling forward the strength to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment. To remember that we each are so uniquely and divinely blessed. There are gifts, our talents, our skills, and our abilities. We have yet to really just go in deep dive into the truth of ourselves. Y'all kind of like on the surface of things. And in the context of all of what we have, all of what we've manifested, it's pretty good. But the issue is this. Our things do not qualify us for continuance in existence. Our things and what we've created with our hands are not necessarily allowing us to walk in the fullness of ourselves, because we have seen so many gifted, talented ones become so proficient, world-renowned, celebrated everywhere, and still lose the grip on their lives with cancer and heart disease and diabetes and addiction and being murdered. We just have to realize that our now moment, we have the benefit of all of the gifts that these ones have given us, but we are being called to a greater degree of accountability and responsibility for what is needed in our now moment. What is needed in our now moment in terms of us no longer supporting the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death who provide so much garbage, so much sludge. And we may feel, and this is part of the program, we feel as though we have been given the free will to do whatever we'd like to do or whatever we want to do. We can be as addicted to whatever, but I'm just saying is that the intelligence of existence did not put these things here. These are the creations of those who are kind of human. And how do we know they're kind of human? Because in your true humanity, you are not going to manufacture and create that which undermines a person's rights to the fullness of their life currency, their life force. You're not going to literally create a marketplace for that which drugs and dopes and inebriates and intoxicates and defiles and bastardizes and usurps and, you know, render them useless. They're out in the streets begging for money because they have been usurped from all of the artificial colors and flavors and the sodas and the candies and the meat and the dairy and the eggs and chicken and the fish, the stuff that we were taught to consume from the time that we were children, being fed like kids. So yes, I consistently bring this forward because until this stops, I cannot stop. Until women regain their footing on the path of everlasting life so that we're no longer having our breasts cut off and our uteruses removed and our babies cut out from our wombs, that we have to come to a point and place where we're no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about being reinstated as the ones that we are because we were entrusted by the cosmic to be the insurance of our lineages. We were being raised as children with baby dolls and bassinets and all of this. We were being groomed with easy bake ovens and all of this. We were being prepared for motherhood and whatnot. But the boys were given G.I. Joes and dump trucks and guns and holsters and all kinds. They weren't being trained for fatherhood. And so now we're having to realize that it takes a special effort to cultivate and develop loving relationships with self first, with God first, with the integrity of our being first, which is what we've been missing. Because just going to church is not enough. Just reading the Bible is not enough. Just getting your degrees from miseducational institutions is not enough. The enough is our caring to walk in the intelligence and the integrity of the ones that we were born to be. Enough is going deeper in the privacy of our own body temples, in the privacy of our own homes, in the privacy of our own bathrooms and kitchens to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, because the real blessing right now is that we have the clarity of mind to realize that our gift to the world cannot be given if we are not in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of the absolute. Our gift cannot be given just because we can sing and dance and bounce our behinds. Our gift is not just because of what we've given to these institutions for 30, 40, 50 years and then they retire us like horses. Cows to pasture. You've given all your life force to these people. And so at this particular point in time, I am grateful to be the one that I am that encourages you to make the commitments to be the one that you are. Because we're so absolutely divinely and uniquely blessed. And the cooperation, the collaboration, the realization that we share this now moment of eternity, and what we do where we are matters, because the clearer we get, the cleaner the blood, the greater the clarity. And so we've heard all of our lives, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. We've heard this, but then we have been socialized to feel as though we had no responsibility to that. We've heard that we are to honor our mothers and fathers, but we have been socialized to feel as though we have no responsibility or accountability to anybody other than who is paying our bills and our paychecks. We've heard that we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves, but if we're not loving ourselves, as we're poisoning ourselves, we cannot fulfill that. If we look in the mirror and we don't like who we see, it's only because of the things that have been done to us. We are bearing shame and game and guilt and blame because of the adulteration of our being fed like kids, but we can be cleansed from it. We can release it and let it go. We can be reinstated in the light of the truth of the ones that we are. We can be completely purified and renewed and made whole, body, heart, mind, spirit, and soul. We have the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do. And I'm the one to remind you that why would we choose not to? We've been socialized to look to someone's to be leadership for us. And I'm saying, no, we need to take leadership in our own living right now. Because there is the responsibility of leadership, but the leadership has to be in light. The leadership has to be in love. The leadership has to be in reminding us of the sanctity and the sacredness and the divinity of all of life, because we cannot continue to support the violation of other beings and then think that everything will be all right in our lives. That there is no progression just because of how many more educated ones we have. It's not illiterate people who are destroying the integrity of the earth. It's not illiterate people who are building these bombs, creating nuclear threat, manufacturing the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and all of that. It's not illiterate people whose money is involved in this. And so we want to do that which is truly in our best interest, so that we are ensuring the progression of our lineages, that we are the ascendants of our lineages, that we are here to protect our children, to know that that is what responsibility as parents are, not to be a detriment to your children, but to protect your children. And they have no protection if you're giving them hot dogs and hamburgers and Kool-Aid and artificially colored and Takis and Doritos and all of these things that have all of these chemicals that are modifying their behavior. And so many ones want to talk about everything other than what needs to happen in our now moment. We want to talk about inclusiveness. We want to talk about parity. We want to talk about gentrification. We want to talk about the economics. We want to talk about entrepreneurism. We want to talk about all of these things, but we don't want to discuss the reality that we have so many ones who are dying from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, having their appendages taken off because of the stagnation of the blood as a result of how much meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco. We don't want to talk about the elephant in the room with all of this artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of the garbage that is being sold to us on every corner, across and or down the street from every church. We don't want to discuss that we do not have the right to be killing ourselves. We do not have the right to be wrong. We do not have the right to be following those who do not have any real love for life. We have the right to rise. We have the right to be cleansed. We have the responsibility to stand for the correction. We have the care to do what's ours. And so I'm grateful and I'm thankful that womanhood, the literally the divine feminine, has been called to rise, because it has been through the violation of womanhood. It has been through the rape, the molestation, the clitorectomies, the stitching up of the vaginas in African cultures of youth. It's been through the usurpation of the divinity of the divine feminine that puts us in a place where we are under such patriarchy, such male domination. When you look at who is behind and the CEOs and the board of directors of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar industries, whose businesses are these? Whose lineages do they represent? And if we are so blind and so deaf and so dumb not to realize that we are in the progression of an imperialistic, capitalistic initiative of depopulation and genocide, where there are those ones who are unapologetic about their intention to depopulate the planet, and then you all support these people and their initiatives. Your leadership supports them. The schools supported them. They said, oh, well, in order to come back to school, you have to accept this vaccine. Oh, in order for you to do this, then you have to be poisoned with this. In order for you to work here, you have to be poisoned with that. Why would these people be following such a thing and not understand? But that's because the blood has been so defiled that you do not have, and they do not have the clarity of thought and the clarity of mind and the capacity to be in harmony with the will of God, the intelligence of God that is their source, that we could be hoodwinked and bamboozled to do that which is truly detrimental to ourselves because it was mandated by the ones that you work for. These people had no right to mandate that you be poisoned in order to work. And to have a government, and then to have Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey and all of these ones sign off on this. You understand? I'm just saying is that at this particular point in time, you and I, we have the right to be corrected. We have the right to have a higher thought. We have the right to be righted after following those who have been wrong for so long. And just because they have money, just because they're celebrity, does not mean that they are in the truth of the ones that they are. It does not mean that they are serving the purposes of existence itself, because they have put themselves in front of millions and millions of people who've given millions and millions of dollars, who've watched their programs millions and millions of hours or whatever. And so I consider it a tremendous blessing to have the opportunity to express my heart, to share the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, and all that I have asked for, because there is no reason for me to be on the planet except to serve in our liberation, except to serve in our resurrection, except to serve in our realignment and our redemption, to be the ones that we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. But that is all there is. We are dwelling in nothing but an ocean of consciousness, nothing but an ocean of intelligence. And we have all been given it. And we have it. We're in possession of it. And there literally isn't anything that is greater that we can have, except the sense of duty, obligation, and responsibility, and entitlement, and blessedness in having received, in being in possession of, in being the ones that we are. And when it comes really down to it, it doesn't matter what you've been through. You've been through it. You've come through it. And right now, we are in one of the most auspicious points of our now moment. Why? Because the veils are being lifted. We are so blessed because we are no longer beholding to those who do not have our best interests at heart. We now have the opportunity to hear the truth consistently, daily, over and over again. There are so many ones who are bringing it, so many ones who are hitting you at whatever level that you're in, telling you to be disciplined, telling you to guard yourself, reminding you that you are the gift, reminding you of how blessed you are, reminding you of how to think, how to realign yourself, how to cleanse yourself, how to heal yourself, how to stand in the greatness of the one that you are on behalf of the lineages through whom you've come. We are in such a divine time because we are being called to rise, and God and the intelligence of existence and our angels and our guides and our guardians and our ancients are here for us. We are not alone here. And we lift our voices to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity for redemption. Thank you for the opportunity for our being consistently supported in right mind and right decision and right action and right livelihood that aligns us with the laws that govern our own being, so that we are no longer in this frequency of energy of lack and impoverishment and poverty and all of that. We should not be having poor people's marches. No, we should be taking people and reminding them of the richness of their being with each and every breath and every beat of their heart. The lack of materiality is not the evidence of the impoverishment. The lack of knowing of the divinity of the truth of yourself is the foundation of the impoverishment. And so our opportunity to remind ourselves, our opportunity to be cleansed from the inside out, our opportunity to make it our responsibility to be able to respond to what is needed in our now moment, our coming to a point and place where we're learning to pray without ceasing, that praying without ceasing is not a begging. It is an acknowledgement. It is a gratitude. It is a thanksgiving for the gift. It is a thanksgiving and a mindfulness of the blessed. Nest in what it is to be, what it is to breathe, what it is to be able to be oxygenated and hydrated and mineralized and alkalized and consistently supporting ourselves in regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing so that we are creating that which I refer to as the blood of Christ. We heard from the time we were little, salvation comes through the blood of Christ. It's not about drinking anybody's blood. It's about your coming to a point where your blood has been cleansed as a result of your no longer ingesting the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and artificially colored and artificially flavored and all of the stuff that we've learned to love, but it is addictive by nature. It is intended to modify our behavior. These things are the weapons that have been pushed upon us because we are being warred against. And that food industry never had to exist. It exists because there were those who had in their minds that this is what they want to do. They want to make sure that we are eating flesh. They want to make sure that we do not have right to our own mind. Those who control your food and those who are feeding you are also controlling your mind in the way that you think or your inability to truly think. And so those ones who are so concerned about, oh, well, the fruit doesn't have seeds and this and that and the other. And I'm saying at this particular point in time, you don't need to eat anything else and you'll be better off. But in that, you'll be cleansing. And knowing how to facilitate opening up the eliminations through your skin, through your bowel, through your journaling and your reclaiming and your remembering, you have the opportunity to be anew, renewed, rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, and realigned in the divinity of the truth of yourself. And there is no greater work for where we are right now. And we have so many ones who, you know, we look at all of the skyscrapers. We look at all the buildings they're continually building. And they look at all the apartments. I'm like, why are they building so many condominiums and all of this when they're killing so many more people? I mean, who's going to be in them after a while? It's like you got a complex. It's 100 and some rooms up there. They're not making the streets any wider. You know what I'm saying? They're just concentrating more and more and more. And this is the evidence of a colonized mind in terms of how the colon has become so distended under a colonialism where it's about the colonies that they're creating. But now you've got the colonies of worms, the colonies of parasites, the colonies of organisms that are now in your system from the carcasses of rotting beings and whatnot. So I'm just saying is that you can still look good, and to some extent you may still feel good until you don't. But we cannot be outside of the order of existence and be all right. We cannot not have a desire to be all right and to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of our being and then think that there is nothing that will suffer. And even if you do feel as though death is your natural fate and reality, then why would you be running to it, perpetuating it, bringing it on, and then going to the doctors to intercede? And so I'm the one to say to you, we are already in the realm of eternity. When we look up, we are already in heaven. We are the creation of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It has gifted each of us so much of itself. And this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal does not die. And there are those of us who are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that should not die. They say, well, everybody dies. Say, death is the wages of sin. That's what their book tell you. And I'm saying, you can be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified to regain your footing upon the path of everlasting life as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Why would you not? Who can give you anything greater? What more can you create? And what really makes sense when you're living in a world that has you in a place where they make you think that the polished wood, metal, and stone and the money has greater value than you, your children, or the lineages through whom you've come? You at this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and your time is now. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Tune to the meeting of the inner circle. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are. We're at 404-523-8989 for your fund calling. To call to give your donation for our fund drive. And we want you to be in a place and space where you feel inspired to give, you know. And I remind people, I left the radio because I was tired of pitching and y'all wasn't answering the phone. So I was like, okay, I'm gone. You know, I left. It was like, that don't even make no sense. I know what I'm giving. I know what I'm bringing. And y'all just sitting back and you're not giving anything. And I'm saying that is just unacceptable. And just coming to a point in place where you realize that, you know, yes, You can tune into the radio. You don't have to really pay much. So then some people, you're tuning in via your phones. You pay for your phones, but you're not having to pay anything really extra for WRFG. Now, WRFG stands for Radio Free Georgia, but it isn't free. And if I were to have to pay for this, it would run me $350 an hour. You know, and so that'd be like over $1,200 some I would have to pay for a 3-hour program with commercial rates, and it might be even more than that. And so that's kind of the trade-off. I don't have to pay that kind of money, but I don't get paid to do this either. And so it is an offering. It is a giving. And we are so blessed to have so many voices and so much music that we can enjoy in the process. But I am the one to remind you that we really require your support. We've got a $50,000 goal. And what you give, you can receive something. But I think that we're in that place where you need to know how to give because you're being asked to give. It's needed. And you think that, well, if I don't give, then somebody else will give. But it doesn't bring, somebody else's gift that does not bring money back to you. Your gift and your giving brings back to you. Because we're in this frequency of understanding the law of reciprocity. We're also remembering that because we are in absolute law, that which is coming from us is coming back to us. You know, so when you hold on and you withhold, when you withhold, then you're being withheld from. When you withhold, particularly where you're receiving, then you block your own blessings. And so this is in relationship to everything. It's just in how we are learning how to open up the flow of our prosperity and to be in a place where we feel prosperous. We feel it. And the more you give from a place of feeling it, and you definitely know that it's coming back to you. So it's not just about giving for the receiving, but you receive more than you've given. That's how Mother Earth does. We plant seeds, and the seed that we plant, you plant one seed and you get a whole thing of things. You get a whole bunch of stuff. Mother Earth, that's how she does it. You plant a few seeds here, a few seeds there, and you get much, much greater in your harvest. And that's what it is. So I've been sowing seeds and sowing seeds and sowing seeds and sowing seeds and sowing seeds in your heart. You should feel to give something for what you've been receiving from me here. And so I'm just going to try to up my game a little bit hard, a little bit stronger, ask God to come through me even stronger, to be in a place and space where you are absolutely on fire, inspired to do more, give more, stand in the integrity of the more that you actually are. Because we are in a place and space where we need to understand how to work the laws, because the laws are always working. And when we're in a place and space where we are not knowing how the laws are working, then we're in a place where we are disadvantaged. But that's the system of things to have us disadvantaged, where we think that we just have to work and work and work and work, but we don't know how to really draw from the cosmic bank. You know, and so this is our lesson. This is where we are now, because the realm of the mundane, it done got old. It done got old and tired, because people are old and tired from going to work 8, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, and then have very little of themselves. Now, you got things. All right, you got things, you got nice houses, you got nice things, but the time that you spent away from your center, away from your home, away from your children, away from your marriage, away from, you understand? So there's certain things that we're having to really take a deeper thought about in terms of what it is we value. And valuing the love that we have with ourselves, with each other, and around ourselves. Valuing how our energy combined and magnetized and magnified can create a greater opening for everybody. You understand, but this is what the divide and conquer frequency is. So when you're divided within yourself and you are expending your life currency for paper currency, and I would like to call it real substance, you know, money is more than paper. When we come to the energetics of it and how it responds to the energy that we give and the energy that we are and the energy and the intention of how we care to show up. And sometimes people have a burning desire to create something that is going to benefit many ones, and they didn't have a dime, but the commitment to do it created the opportunity to have a greater thought, and that thought brought them into someone, right? And this is how things work. You know, the commitment to create this radio station brought certain minds and whatnot together. This is over 52 years ago. And many of the ones who have given to WRFG are no longer present in this realm. And we have and continue to grow. And we know that at some point, all of our lives will be like footprints in the sand. And the ocean will wash over it. And the only thing we have left is the ones that, and what we may have created that would outlive us. And WRFG has certainly outlived many of the ones who were there at the beginning. Many of the ones who are there in the first 10 years, the next 20 years, the next 30 years, the next 40 years. And we can anticipate that more and more ones will be passing away because they have come to that place in their life. You understand, where, you know, you 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, things happen, you got to go. Everybody comes Everybody comes to pass, but you should be passing the class of Earth Residency. You should be passing. You should be mastering the curriculums. You should be understanding that this is school and we should be passing. We should not be dying. We should be literally graduating the class of Earth Residency. We should be in a place and space where you learned your lessons, applied yourself, you gave your gifts, you shined, and you activated that immortal gene in you. You really stood harmoniously with the will of existence and the love of being and the light of supreme intelligence, and you got to this place and space where you really showed up and you showed out, and your angels and your guides and your guardians and your ancients and all of these ones, they opened all kinds of doors for you. They help you move all kinds of mountains, and you showed all of who you were being here. And when it's time to leave, you were celebrated. Your life was celebrated. And your arrival into the exalted realm for continued growth and elevation in the University of Cosmic Wisdom as a conscious immortal, you'd be received with standing ovations. And many, many ones who are at that crossroads, who are struggling. There are those who are grieving because of the transitioning, the passing away, the death, the demise of ones that they love. And I'm just saying is that at this particular point in time, we have a lot to be grateful for. And it is in our consistent care and really knowing to dwell in your gratitude and thanksgiving for everything that you have, everything that you are. And so that gratitude and thanksgiving, you know, sometimes when people are not grateful, they have everything and then are not grateful, not thankful, not appreciative. And this is how some of the children get it. People bending over backwards to make sure you do all of that, and then you don't have no gratitude and no thanksgiving. You don't want to do what you're told to do. All of this, I'm just saying, is that these are the, you know, this is how society shapes us to be in a place where we are so selfish. Not selfish enough to really apply ourselves to the laws that govern us so that the self that we absolutely are is embellished with the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, sensibility, care, and the clarity of mind and all of that. But selfish to the degree to which you want everything and you give nothing. And so it creates blockage and obstruction. It puts us in a place and space where we are not prospering to any greater degree when the prosperity should be growing all the time, because you're growing all the time. We're at 404-523-8989. We're learning how to be. Say to be or not to be is the question. Under a global initiative that is trying to ensure that nobody is being in the integrity of the truth of their godliness, their righteousness, their right alignment, their health, and their wealth. You understand? So no, we raising up. Why? Because that's the only thing that we can do that makes sense. But in order to raise up, we have to clear, cleanse, consecrate, purify, and be in a point and place where the care is living. The care is alive. The care is laying foundation as a supreme art that lays foundation for love. To really dwell in the divinity of being. To know that being is divine, and that everybody who has being, everybody that is participating in existence, is a gift and has been gifted by the intelligence of existence itself. And so we want to be reoriented upon the planet. To know that we're on a planet. We're not just walking on the ground. You're walking on the ground, but you are in space. You are dwelling in the reality of eternity already. In our being aware that we did not come up out the ground, that we've come to this planet, to this realm, through the sacred fluid of our mother's womb, sparked by the sacred fluid of our fathers, and then we got absolutely no support for respecting the sanctity and the sacredness of our being. And so our coming to a point and place where we remember the sacredness of all being, and to know that, I don't know how many of you have seen the documentary called Christspiracy. And I pray to have one of the producers of that on program with me at some point soon. But if you haven't seen it, I think that the content of it helps to really generate some real thought as to how we've been influenced to not understand, no matter how much religion and whatnot we have, to not understand how beautiful these animals are, how their spirit is so wonderful, how intelligent they are. You know, and coming to a point and place where we really want to repent, repent from our participation in the violation. You know, there have been studies to say that children who were not raised around animals, they didn't have pets and whatnot, a lot of them, or ones and ones who didn't respect them. You know, y'all remember them ones who used to take the cats and spin them around and throw them and this and that. Those ones, they end up being really sick people. You know, and we are not really realizing the sickness and where it's stemming from. And for those who have heard this, I'm going to recite it again, and I'm wanting to recite something else to you, because I think that, you know, we listen to different things at different points in time, but, you know, understanding that humanity and humankind, we've made no progression as long as there is more sickness, illness, and disease. And so for how many books, I mean, how many buildings we have, how much transportation, how many trains, how many planes, how many educated people we have, none of it really matters if your children are dying and your families are dying younger and younger. I'm just saying is that let's really get a grip. But to understand the root of it, I think, is extremely important. And so I'm going to really remind you of the amount of animals that are being eaten, being killed for food on an annual basis. And it matters that y'all get this, because, you know, we have to have a bigger thing. 50,000 turtles, 83,000 crocodile, 100,000 buffalo, 400,000 sea urchin, 800 camel, 5 million horses, 10 million cats, 12 million tilapia, 15 million snails, 25 million dogs. These are things that are being eaten. 60 million pigeons, 70 million guinea pig, 100 million shark, 300 million cows, 500 million lambs, bless you, 500 million lobster, 656 million turkey, 750 million salmon, 900 million tuna, 1.2 billion rabbit, 1.5 billion pigs, 2 billion octopus, 2 billion oysters, 2.1 billion geese, 2.9 billion ducks, 3 billion shrimp, 14 billion sardines, 75 billion chicken. That's 205 million chicken per day. All right. This is what animals, how many animals humans are eating every year. And that doesn't even include the goats, the sheep, and so many of the other animals that are just being killed for the foolishness of it. And so I not only am concerned about Africans throughout the diaspora, I'm not only concerned about the liberation of humanity. I am not only concerned about the issues that affect black people. I am concerned about the reinstatement of intelligence for Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and the establishment of the eternal order and the queendoms and kingdoms of God. That everybody, from whatever hue, nationality, race, sex, gender, orientation, it does not matter. You are an intelligence of existence, and you are perfectly and divinely designed to be intelligent. And intelligence does not undermine itself. And coming to a point where we care, to be in a place where we are concerned about the Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and the whole of humanity, as well as the creatures, as well as the resources. And that what we do, times millions of us doing it or not, matters. We're at 404-523-8989, and I'm encouraging you to give something for what you're getting here. For taking it in, to really allow yourself to progress, and to know that you can be healed, and you can be redeemed from having participated in this carnage. You know, so right now we're in the end of September, but these animals that are being pumped up for slaughter to get you ready for that Thanksgiving holiday. You understand? See, this is a carnage that people are participating in, and we're not thinking about it. It's just, you know, it's like, this is the program. You've been programmed. And so this program, the meeting of the inner circle, has always been intended to speak to the issues of our liberation. Liberation from sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, impoverishment, lack, and all of that. Liberation from being under the dogma of that which did not serve us, that which did not empower us. Liberation from the delusion of thinking that we can be healthy when we do not do anything that's healthy. And what we are literally having the opportunity to do is to reassess what health actually is. Because being healthy is beyond just being free from a diagnosis. Being healthy means that you are making wise choices in what you're consuming and how you're being, so that your cells are consistently oxygenated, the breath, that which has chlorophyll, that which literally helps to cleanse the blood, oxygenate the blood, hydrate you, mineralize you, for alkalizing you, for facilitating cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation, as well as that which allows you to really not be holding on to and retaining waste, which is the accumulation of excess waste. And so we're having to realize the kind of systemization of oppression and how the system has participated in something that nobody needs to participate with, in marginalizing and undermining your clarity of mind and the strength of your virility, your fertility, your energy, your life currency. And so I offer you life support in terms of the kind of, even just the conversation, you understand, just the conversation of hearing that you can be healed, that you can be well, because this is not what the medical industry is telling you. They're telling you you're going to be on these medications all of your life. But they're not telling you that the medications are going to shorten your life. And they're not telling you that the high blood pressure medicine is going to jack your kidneys up and put you on dialysis. Or if you come to a point and place where you are hospitalized and your body literally just needs cleansing, but what do? They dialysize you. They do nothing to cleanse you. And dialysizing you is not cleansing you. And so we're having to realize the more of what we require in terms of truth, inspiration, discipline, motivation, and that which is going to actually fuel your cells, because the program has been to feed you. And so very few people are feeding for optimum cellular functioning. If you're feeding, if you're utilizing the substance of that which they refer to as food, and I am making a distinction between feeding the body and fueling the cells. Now, we're made with trillions of cells. Trillions of cells. And I think Baba Theo was saying it was over 37 trillion cells. Now you got brain cells, liver cells. I mean, we're made of cells, and the cells are made of atoms, and the atoms are just pure intelligence. So the fueling, the charging of the cell is what really is going to enhance the life currency. But to be in a place where people already realize that to be human means that you are already atomic. All of our challenges are for us to rise. All of our challenges are for us to grow. All of our challenges are for us to forgive and to love and to release. All of our challenges are to step into the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are. All of our challenges are for us to develop our God selves. All of our challenges are to release and let go of that which doesn't serve us. Our challenges are for us to remember who and whose we are. Our challenges are to put us in a place in space where we know ourselves. We remember. We're very much aware. Being able to reclaim the divinity, to say, I am healed, I am whole, I am wealthy, I am rich, I am prosperous, I am in favor, I am in grace. I dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and it is all that I am, and there is nothing that I cannot accomplish now that I know the truth of who I am and whose I am. So grateful for knowing that we become the spirit of the living Christ when our blood gets clean. Thank you for caring to go deeper within your own commitments so that you stand with me on behalf of the eternal order, on behalf of our liberation and our resurrection.